It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Grassroots Marketing on CannabisRadio.com continues now with my next guest. He is the CFO and CEO of New England's premier cannabis curator and privately held multi-state operator, and has been an avid consumer and advocate of cannabis for over 20 years, entered the legal cannabis market in 2017 with a vertical medical license and transitioned to adult sales in 2019. And since he has dispensaries now all throughout Maine, Massachusetts, and Vermont. I'm joined now with the CFO and CEO COO of Silver Therapeutics, Brendan McKee. Brendan, thanks for being on with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Really, really appreciate your time and always grateful for the opportunity to talk all things cannabis. So thank you.
So right off the bat, as we record today, there's a story that just popped up from the Associated Press. Talk about now that there's an issue right now. I just want to get your take on it. It's kind of just goofy, but Martha's Vineyard event, apparently, they are talking about the fact that they are going to have, they're going to not be able to have cannabis available to them, because now the word is that the dispensaries have been available on the island, that the one dispensary that's left on the island has to sell all its remaining supplies by September at the latest, and affecting 230 registered medical users and thousands more recreational ones. I don't know if you heard about that, but I mean, do any of your stores, you know, service Martha's Vineyard? And is that something that, are you surprised that, you know, a place right there, such a tourist attraction, does not have that availability?
Yeah, no, it's a tough situation over there, and it certainly hits home. I have family on the vineyard. So my sister lives there with her husband and 2 young children, and she's actually a nurse, and you know, knows that cannabis helps a lot of people, you know, patients and non-patients. You know, one thing at Silver Therapeutics that we've always operated by and lived by is, you know, every person that comes in is treated like a patient, you know, and because we're all self-medicating in one way or another. But, you know, kind of as it relates to the vineyard, really tough situation there. You know, there's 2 operators, Fine Fettle and Island Time. Mm-hmm. Fine Fettle is the vertical company. It's really hard and really expensive to operate there. You know, you're talking about a cultivation, a product manufacturing, you know, all those things that they need to do and fuel both their store and Island Time. Really tough situation. I feel for the patients. And as you know, it's, you know, it's an island, right? And it's federal waters. So they can't ship product from the mainland, you know, to the island. So it's a really unique situation. It's a really challenging situation. I hope they can work it out, but, you know, I would say most tourists, right, that go to that island, they're probably picking up products before they head over, you know? But yeah, no, it's a tough situation.
But I'm telling you, that's an interesting situation. I guess goofy, because it's just like, okay, I think about the fact that, you know, there's also barrier islands. Of course, like where I'm at here in Florida, we have plenty of barrier islands. We have plenty of areas where, you know, you have an intercoastal waterway, and then you might have some kind of a channel waterway to take a drawbridge over into that island from the mainland. And that happens all the time. I mean, same thing goes with Palm Beach. You know, we have, you know, three drawbridges that go across, and you have the intercoastal waterway in front of you. Then you get to there, but it's the same idea. And I guess, you know, is that, I guess that's something that has to be put in there, because, you know, if you wanted to go to a seaside community or a beach community, that is across a barrier island, or you have to go, you know, across a waterway, an initial waterway to get to the ocean. If it's not connected all together, then you can't buy cannabis from it. That's just, it sounds odd to me, but it's a very distinctive and very, very, what is it, granular type of law to put in place.
Yeah, I think the distinction, right, with what you're talking about is there's a land bridge actually connecting these things, whereas, you know, the vineyards, literally you're taking a boat from Woods Hole and you're crossing waters, you know, technically federal waters. But there's been some different interpretations of that. You know, I've read that, you know, those areas of those waters are actually kind of overseen by, you know, kind of state led agencies, and therefore should be, you know, it should be allowable. So there's, what's really interesting and there's no shortage of is lawyers. Because, you know, there's just, this is probably gonna, I don't want to say be litigious, but, you know, there's probably going to be some arguments made on both sides about, you know, what should be allowable, what should be compliant, you know, relative to who actually, what agencies actually oversee these areas. So, yeah, I'm really, really interested to see how it shakes out.
I want to get into some of the areas when it comes to the dispensaries where you have them now, again, Maine, Massachusetts, and Vermont. So, you know, I've talked to several people that have gone into the statistics of the retail buying season for cannabis. And obviously we hear things from the folks like LeafLink. They actually talk about the fact of how there are really a number of significant times of year for people to go ahead and be prepared for, you know, really getting inventory and real supply and demand will really go ahead and spike and increase. 420, 710 coming up now within a month of us recording here, and the holidays. And the idea is that the holiday inventory that's left over from November, December, falling into April is basically the idea that whatever remaining inventory is left, you got to get it off the shelf. So 420 becomes a very significant holiday for that. And same thing here for, I would imagine, does it make much of a difference where you are in the Northeast with all those dispensaries? If it's also the time of year that also makes a difference as well, because of, for people that are willing to go out, I mean, does it make much of a difference, cold or warm climate, you know, spring or summer, does it make a difference about how much traffic comes into your stores?
Yeah, no, absolutely. There is definitely seasonality with some of our stores. Other stores, however, they're just very consistent. And of course, experience those nice upticks, you know, on days like 420 and 710 and, yeah, and the holidays. So, you know, Portland, for example, our downtown Portland main location, very seasonal, you know, it really starts around kind of that 420 marker, and then all the way through the shoulder season, you know, into October, and even, right, and then finally you kind of hit the holidays, and then in January you really start to see a dip. You know, we knew that going in. You know, my family, you know, in addition to kind of having some legacy growers in my family, we also have some family that, you know, own, you know, liquor stores, liquor and wine stores. And my aunt, for example, she owned a liquor store in Nantucket, another island, a little bit past Martha's Vineyard, for like 50 years. And her running joke was she made all her money in the summer to lose it all winter long. So, you know, we kind of knew that Portland might play out like that a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's a beautiful store. It's a beautiful city, ton of foot traffic. And, you know, we love Portland. We love Maine in general, but yeah, definitely seasonality. But fortunately, you know, we have other stores that, you know, they're just very consistent all year long. You know, our customers are in there, you know, 2-3 times a week, right? Picking up their pre-rolls, picking up their edibles. So, we see it happen kind of in all ways. I do want to do a quick shout out. We're about to open in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Nice.
So New York will be our fourth state. That should happen any week now. And then we also have a Brooklyn, New York location that will launch later this year. And our Boston location actually just got on the CCC agenda this morning. So that should open this month as well. So we're we're really excited about, you know, where we're headed, and we just have such a great team and couldn't be more grateful for them.
So right.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
And now you'll have up to 7 dispensaries available, which does put you, obviously makes you a multi-state operator. But that one thing you just mentioned about the fact you have family that have been legacy operators, or legacy growers, as you said. When you take that into account, obviously with MSOs, you know, some people that might have the distinction of they want to go and shop for small batch or small or craft cannabis versus saying that the MSO is just going to really just widely, you know, manufacture and grow so much that maybe they might take a little bit of a dive on quality because of the quantity that they're growing. Tell me about that part where you feel like, I mean, the way you're growing this is very consistent. It's obviously you're, you know, what you're doing right now is, you're definitely putting a hold into various states now and growing in the new states. But then the fact is that, you know, from what I'm seeing, some of the markets you're picking also are not, you haven't really gotten to the major metropolitans. Portland, you could say, and Boston's definitely going to be that, but there's a bit of a method of the madness. I want to get your take on just what your input is from those that have done to kind of keep that craft cannabis kind of feel into an MSO environment.
Yeah, no, that's a really great question. You know, I think it all boils down to, you know, the fact that we really want to provide the best, highest quality products to our customers at the best prices, right? Like, you know, every market that opens and matures, in every single case, you know, there's price compression, like just naturally prices come down. And, you know, to that same end, like we, you know, at all of our stores, you know, we cater to every customer, right? We have top shelf, the super high quality, high testing, you know, more expensive products, particularly on the flower side. And then we have the more value driven products. You know, someone that wants to come in, they want to, you know, they have $30 and they want to walk out of there with an eighth. We're going to make that happen, you know, so, you know, we've learned over time that, you know, we understand our demand on a per location basis and what people want, what people need. And we always make sure our, you know, from an inventory management perspective, you know, our par levels and our SKUs are optimized in a way to serve our customers. You know, that's, they drive the ship, right? Like, you know, without them, we're nothing. And also without my team, we're nothing. You know, we're, you know, my team at the retail level, like they're everything, you know, they're the ones developing the relationships with our customers and our communities. They're so critical to our success, and that's never lost on us. And that's also, I think because of that, we're, you know, we have a 90%+ retention rate year over year with our team members, which is like, sadly, like 30-40% higher than the industry average. But you know, we believe in taking care of our people, because if we take care of our people, that they'll take care of our customers. So that's something that we live and die by here.
When you talk about the pricing too, the fact that I remember 25 years ago, friends of mine that would go and go to the, to a dealer, obviously it was illegal, but the idea is that they used to go and pay $80. They actually paid $80 an ounce back then, what, like 1998, 1999. And you're talking about, you have prices here, $80 to $125 for an ounce of hybrid sativa. That's incredible. I would think that you know, that's definitely trying to print the low end of the pricing and make that very affordable. Again, $30 for an eighth, quite commendable. That's, you know, it's amazing that you're going to go, you can go back, you can actually go ahead and put out on the shelf on such a low price point and still be able to make a profit off of that. That's a very low, so it's obviously volume that you're putting out there. And, you know, I mean, is that really what it comes down to? Is that from what you're able to do with the pricing, the volume of quantity that you've been putting out there, you've been able to keep it pretty well, that the shelves constantly need to be continued to be stocked?
Yeah, we do a really good job, again, of understanding the demands of our customers and making sure we have those products available. One thing we take a tremendous amount of pride in, among other things, is we repackage and create pre-rolls in-house across all of our locations. So we buy bulk from, you know, the top growers in all the markets we serve. We repackage it into Silver Therapeutics packaging, and we're able to offer the most, you know, the best price for the highest quality products possible and maintain really strong margins. So, you know, whereas if we're just buying, you know, pre-packaged, you know, call them eighths for X and, you know, just trying to keystone, right? So if we buy it for $15 and sell it for 30, that's great. You know, that's, but then you have to take into account discounts, right? And bundles. And so that 50% gross margin that you anticipated, a lot of times will go down to 40, 45%. Whereas if we're buying bulk, we repackage it, we're still able to offer really good pricing, but we're able to have like closer to, you know, 55-60% gross margins on those products. So we do our best to repackage products, still offer them for amazing prices, but capture better margins. And then, of course, offer, you know, prepackaged products from brands that are trusted and that are, you know, well liked and you know, in demand from our customers.
Silvertherapeutics.com. Without it, silver-therapeutics.com. That's the website. And if you want to go take a look again, there's a lot of storage locations. Again, Williamstown, Massachusetts; Berwick, Maine; Bennington, Vermont; Portland, Maine; Palmer, Massachusetts; coming soon to Boston; and Saratoga Springs, New York. You're putting up there on the site, you got a lot of specials, flower, pre-rolls, edibles, concentrates, vaporizers, tinctures, topicals, and more. And what are some of the best sellers that you've had now, you really, from stores that you really felt like have stood out that people really know you best for?
Yeah, no. And just to make it easier on folks, if they want to visit www.silverthera.com, that will take you there as well. Or you can always go alwaystakethehighroad.com. I have a lot of fun with our URLs and domains. So just if that's easier for folks. You know, in terms of what's in demand, certainly flower, you know, flower and pre-rolls, you know, I think combined, they still drive, you know, 60%+ of our top line revenue. Vapes are close, you know, they're probably, you know, around 15-18% of our sales. And then edibles are, you know, around 15% of our sales. And then, you know, kind of the topicals and beverages, you know, again, beverages are pretty seasonal as well, particularly in New England. But yeah, I mean, just really good flower at really good pricing. You know, we have exclusive partnerships with growers in Maine. So we're getting some really high quality, top-notch flower, and we're able to offer it at really good prices for ounces. And so those, I would say, when I look at my daily reporting, I would say almost every single day, our top products sold are the ounces that we offer, which, you know, yeah, as you mentioned, range from, you know, $90 to $125. So those really move well for us. And then, of course, our in-house pre-rolls, like those just crush. We're moving thousands upon thousands of those units, you know, every week, every month, and people love them. And, you know, I keep saying it, but we just have the best team. They repackage and create the best pre-rolls, and so grateful for them. And it's really allowed us to kind of expand our brand and be a trusted brand among the you know, the folks we serve.
So again, websites, SilverThera. So silver-thera.com, silver-therapeutics.com. make sure to go and check out those websites. And again, I'm in here with the CFO and COO of Silver Therapeutics, Brendan McKee, here on Grassroots Marketing. Brendan, thanks for being on with us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. So grateful for you all. I just, everything you do and help with, you know, the normalization of this plant and this industry. Thank you so much. Incredibly grateful for you all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.